Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Moderator. My name is Eva Pruneda Ruiz and I speak on behalf of the Catalan National Assembly, a grassroots organization defending the right to self-determination of the Catalan people. As a Catalan activist, a member of an organization which has been the target of lawfare by Spanish authorities, I can attest that national courts are not always neutral even in consolidated democracies. This is especially true in cases involving national minorities. From our experience, we cannot find true neutrality in Spanish courts. The Spanish judiciary and politics are intrinsically linked in many ways. The solution to this arbitrariness is through appealing to international courts. However, to do so, the path through national courts must be exhausted first, and this can take a long time, even years. For example, the Catalan political prisoners were under pretrial detention for 2 years, plus 1 more year of jail before being released thanks to international pressure. In other words, when such cases can finally reach international courts, the damage has already been done and there are no reparations. Numerous international organizations have negatively reported the lack of neutrality of Spanish courts, including various European courts rejecting European arrest warrants for the same reason. This is the case of the Council of Europe, which denounced that the Spanish General Council of the Judiciary has not renewed its members in more than 5 years due to interference by political interest. For all these reasons, the Catalan National Assembly calls on the UN authorities to develop more mechanisms dedicated to overseeing the actions of national judiciaries when dealing with cases of violations of fundamental rights. Additionally, we believe it could be positive for minorities to be able to exhaust the path of national courts in a quicker manner before appealing to international courts.